You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. And tonight, we're live, ladies and gentlemen. And I took a look at the weather. Some of you probably aren't hearing a thing. It's pretty bad. Up in the northwest and some portions of the, northeast and north central. I feel fine. In fact, I felt fine for days. But my throat is still sore, folks, and I have the glands under my chin are still swollen. And my voice is not 100%, as you can probably tell. So I'm not going to do any loud talking tonight. And I'm not going to do any forceful talking tonight. And I'm going to try not to get excited and go off in one of my vociferous tangents, if you will. Because if I do that, then we'll be doing reruns for another week or two. This happens to me every year. My throat appears to be my really weak spot, folks. And once a year, usually about the middle of winter, I lose my voice. It's happened every single year that I can remember that I've been doing radio. Except for maybe one. And I don't really remember which year that was. But it seems to be an annual thing with me. I lose my voice sometime in the middle of winter. Doesn't matter what I do. Doesn't matter how well I take care of my health or anything. In the middle of winter, sometime, I'm going to get laryngitis or bronchitis or whatever you call it. And I'm going to lose my voice. It just happens. I got a lot to tell you guys tonight, an awful lot, and so I'm going to do it slowly, and later we'll be taking your calls. There's an awful lot going on here, I can tell you that, and I think you're going to be pleased as punch, especially those of you who have been helping to make it come about. I'm talking, probably, as you know, about our television project. Also, folks, I have no idea what the music is going to be tonight. I'm just going to punch a button, and it's going to be selected at random. And so we could get anything from classical jazz to, you'll find out. And you're going to be, I'm going to be surprised just like you. Because whatever comes up, comes up. And I have no way in the world of knowing what that's going to be. You see, I have this big, huge 200 CD changer here, made by Sony. And it has a setting where it will shuffle the disc and choose the music at random. And so that's what I'm going to do tonight. It is already chosen. A disc and a track on that disc. It's disc number 32, track 4, and I have no idea what that is. Because we're changing these things in and out so often that to keep some kind of a list would be a nightmare. So we tried to do that in the beginning, but we stopped that a long time ago. And we've got everything in the world in here. Altogether, there's got to be over 3,000... music selections on these 200 CDs. So the chances of hearing something absolutely fantastic is pretty good. So that's what we'll do during the musical portions of tonight's broadcast. I'm just going to push the button, and whatever happens, hey, that's what happens. And I hope you'll all enjoy it. I know I will. I know we'll enjoy it no matter what comes up, because there is nothing but the finest, best music of, and it's all of its past generations. None of it is modern. In fact, most of it is prior to 1970. Almost all of it, in fact, except for two CDs that were done in the 70s, nothing in the 80s, nothing in the 90s, only two CDs that were made in the 80s, in the 70s, I should say. The rest, all pre-1970. Some of it goes as far back to the 20s and 30s. But it's the very best of the American musical history, I guess we could call it. The very best. You know me, folks. I don't have any bad music. Not one single cut anywhere. So let's do that. Let's see what comes up here right off the bat. And we'll all enjoy it. And then we'll get into the meat of some of the things that I've got to tell you tonight. And I hope you enjoy this broadcast. And there's our first surprise, out of the gate. That surprised me. You know, I thought the first one would be one of the older selections, and nope, this was right into the top half of the 1970s. Remember the really amorous Latin beat? Well, that's one of them. Well, folks, I am just pleased as punch, and I am so very proud of all of you who have been sending in your donations. We're very close to meeting our goal. I'm going to tell you what we've been doing with this money. Every single penny has gone into the television project. And this actually began over a year ago, ladies and gentlemen. Over a year ago, about a year and 6 months ago. Most of you didn't even know we were doing it. Because we weren't on satellite anymore, and we were on WRMI, which most of you couldn't get. And we had a page on the website for donations for the television project. And at that time, we needed about $35,000. Well, even with the limited people who were listening to us and understood what was happening and visited the website and contributed, we managed to get a good portion of that. And then one day it just dried up, so we weren't able to complete our television project. And then when we came on to WBCQ, I decided we can't let that equipment go to waste. It was donated by people with the intent to see the television project come to fruition and be able to produce what we wanted to produce. And of course, we couldn't with what we had. We had, I'll tell you what we did with that first bunch of money that came in. We took all of our old video equipment, which we had was Hi-8, and we sent it into the factory to have it totally and completely specced out. That was two Sony Hi-8 editing decks. And that was our Canon L1 professional Hi-8 camera, which is quite a piece of work, I've got to tell you. Canon is producing some video equipment that is amazing. We also had an A1 digital. We sent all of those things in to have them completely specced. New heads put in, all of that kind of stuff. We purchased at that time, which the top of the line in computers for video production, which meant a Pentium 2 dual 300 motherboard. Which means it didn't just have one Pentium 2 300 in it, it had two of them. We purchased the fastest audio-visual drives that we could find. There's quite a few of them in that computer. It cost a lot of money back then. Everything has gone way down now. If we had purchased it now, we could have bought four of them with the money we spent just on that one computer back then. But it will produce digital video editing that you won't believe. We got a Targa board and a DV300 digital board was donated by one of our listeners and one of our good friends, as a matter of fact, who live in Pennsylvania. That was donated. That was about $700 worth right there. We purchased a lot of software and digital editing software. The good software is very expensive. It's coming down some now. Back then it was really expensive. It's really expensive now, but it's not as expensive now as it was then, fortunately, or unfortunately, as the case may be. But you can't complain about that. When you go to the store, you have to pay the price that prevails at that time. And we have upgraded all of that software every time upgrades have come out. We purchased a piece of equipment that is absolutely amazing. And when I say amazing, folks, it blew me away the first time I used it. It will take the best video signal that you can imagine, the most beautiful video signal that you can imagine. You're looking at it on a monitor, and it's the most beautiful television picture you've ever seen in your life, and you cannot imagine in your wildest dreams that it could be improved upon. Well, this piece of equipment not only improves upon it, but when it's finished, you're standing in absolute awe because you've produced a picture that you've never seen on American television. Now, those of you who have been to Japan, you have seen this kind of technology because the Japanese television industry has the best, highest quality of any place in the world. And I know I've been there and I've seen it. And the most beautiful television pictures that you'll ever see in your life. And this is some of the technology that they use to do that. We also bought a digital special effects mixing board, time-based corrector, and time code generator, reader, sinker, gin locker. If you know what that is. And if you don't, that's okay. It does a lot of things that has to be done when you're doing video editing. We also have two top-of-the-line SVHS decks, which we purchased back then, which we thought would work perfectly for our needs. Now we found out that they won't because they have no ability for a sync or Genlock input. And it's really the sync that we need because all of the equipment we're purchasing now has to be synced. All has to be synced together. And you'll find out why that is as we go along. So we had some pretty good top-of-the-line stuff, folks, for that time. And it wasn't what we wanted because the donations stopped flowing. And so we weren't able to get a lot of the things that we are now getting. Also, over the last year and a half, we've developed some connections and avenues of purchasing real, top-notch, professional equipment for next to nothing, as a matter of fact. And I mean next to nothing. We're just, I'll tell you what it looks like around here, folks. It looks like CBS, NBC, ABC, and CNN had a yard sale, and we bought it all. That's what it's beginning to look like around here. And new packages and big boxes are arriving every day, and we're putting together a television studio that will not be rivaled by too many people. Of course, you know, we can't beat CNN and ABC and NBC and CBS. We can match their quality, but not the cost of their equipment, nor the quantity of equipment. So we're cutting corners in some ways. We really wanted to buy, ladies and gentlemen, a professional, top-of-the-line DV cam television camera. We looked at the prices new. And folks, we'd have to be conducting this donation campaign for another 3 years before we could even think about it. Probably before they'd even let us in the showroom. We looked at them used, and we can't afford them either. So we went to the what they call prosumer, our consumer digital video cameras. And I've got to tell you that there is no difference in quality between the professional cameras and the prosumer cameras, and I'm talking about the quality and the digital image that they record on tape. None whatsoever. There is no difference. You cannot tell the difference. The human eye does not have the capability to distinguish. Now, you can distinguish between that and beta. Beta will produce the most beautiful picture that you'll ever see. Digital is 500 horizontal lines. Hi8 and SVHS are 400 horizontal lines. You can see a big difference, a huge difference between regular VHS and Hi8 are SVHS. Hi8 and SVHS both have the same quality. And there's a tremendously huge difference between VHS and Hi8 and VHS and SVHS, what some people call Super VHS. There is the same difference in quality between Hi8 and SVHS and any digital image produced by any digital camcorder. Even the cheapest ones they make today make a better picture than SVHS and Hi8. Now, if you really get a good one, a three-chip camera, then you can just absolutely... You see, when you look at a regular VHS image, which is the normal movies that you rent from the movie rental place or that you purchase in the store, it's what you're watching when you watch normal television or cable. That's VHS. So, if you sit down and you're watching a movie and you think, wow, that's a beautiful movie. Look at the fantastic image and the way they filmed it was just incredible. And then you take the same movie and play it in either Hi8 or SVHS, if it was filmed in that format, or a better format and then taped to that format, you'll see a tremendous difference, and you'll wonder how you ever liked the VHS movie, which is what you all are watching all the time. The difference in quality is staggering. It's amazing. SVHS is about 240 horizontal lines. Hi8 and SVHS is 400. It makes all the difference in the world. And then digital is 500. I don't think I'm going to make it, folks.
We'd like to do a 30s swing number for you now that was made famous by the great ladies of song, Miss Ella Fitzgerald. It's called How High the Moon.
From where the view got laid to do, from where the dead and the high moon, there's no room for love and love is far away too. Did it come true that you love me and I love you? From where the view got me apart, from where the heaven is where you are, the darkest night that you would come me to.
Well, folks, I'm turning the mic way up and my voice way down because it's already starting to go. I just can't believe it. Seems like it should be okay by now. Anyway, what I was trying to explain is that there's the same difference between digital and beta. I think beta is eventually going to replace, digital is going to eventually replace beta, because, ladies and gentlemen, you reach a point that even though beta is 700 horizontal lines, and it's the most beautiful, it's just absolutely stunning when you see a real good beta television picture or production. And some of you already know all this. I'm really trying to educate those who don't, so you'll know what we're doing here. And I think digital is going to eventually replace beta, and I understand some digital cameras now are producing well over 500 horizontal lines. In fact, the one we purchased produces 550 horizontal lines. And it just has the most incredible image that you can imagine. The detail is amazing. Where we used to be able to stand across a room and film, you know, a wall full of books. Even if you zoomed in, you could never really read the titles of the books. With the digital, you can read every single word. And in many instances, before you do the zoom. That's what this resolution does. And now they're starting to produce digital cameras with 600 lines. And I guess eventually they will reach the status that beta used to occupy. And the good thing about digital is that it's a lot smaller, takes up less room, doesn't require racks and racks of huge pieces of equipment, and most of the editing can be done in computers. There's a big problem with the digital, though. Once everything goes to digital, ladies and gentlemen, you'll never know the truth again. Because once everything's recorded in digital, whether it be books, information, pictures, television, they'll be able to show you anything they want to make you believe anything they want to, whether it ever took place or not. Because you can create anything in digital. And if you don't believe that, go watch some of these fantastic special effects movies. You don't think that they really had a guy in a costume playing Godzilla, did you? No, I got to tell you, they didn't. Digital is incredible with what you can create people who've never lived. You could create a president who would give news conferences and make decisions and appear on television, you know, regularly and not even be real. Never lived. If they ever take all of the real books out of libraries and convert them to digital and then destroy the books, the entire history of the world will change. Philosophies will change. Ideas, whole ideas and pieces of history will be eliminated. So there's a problem with digital. We purchased a digital camera so that we could produce really super quality images. That are just going to stagger you when you see them. But when we need to prove something or show you something that you need to know and be assured, and be assured that it's real, we will use analog, which is tape, not digital tape. Analog tape. You can always tell when something's been faked on analog, but you can't tell when it's been faked on digital, because the whole picture is nothing but little pixels. And you can blow up these pixels thousands of times, and by changing each little pixel thousands of pixels, tens of thousands of pixels if you want to. You can change an entire event. For instance, if they ever switch to digital, I think in 100 years, the Zapruder film will show something entirely different that happened in Dealey Plaza back in 1963. So, anyway. So we looked at all the digital cameras that we could afford, and even they're extremely expensive. We looked at the Canon XL1, which is one of the most unbelievable pieces of equipment, technology, that I think I've ever seen. And it operates really well in low light, just like our Canon L1. Our Canon L1, we could film in 0.5 lux. 10 lux is a candle. 10 lux is a candle. We could film with our L1 in 0.5 lux. In fact, we filmed in the dark a lot of times in Area 51 and produced some fantastic pictures of what they're testing out there. Some of you saw those videos. Most of you, I'm sure, did not. We also looked at the Sony VX1000, which is another incredible camera. I didn't like the temperature of the color of the VX1000 because it's very cold, and I'm not a cold kind of person. I like warmth. The Canon was very warm, almost too warm, and the VX1000 is really cold. You see, color has a temperature, folks. So does film. And I only know this because my major in college, my degree is in photography. So I know a lot about these things. But we looked at another Sony product because we couldn't afford to purchase the VX1000 or the Canon XL1. We looked at other digital cameras and we finally found a 3-chip digital video camera that we could afford that produces a medium color temperature between the Canon and the Sony that we didn't like the color that they produced. And it will do absolutely everything that they will do. And you can either use it in automatic mode or you can put it into a completely manual mode and adjust every single function of the camera manually. It's the DCR TRV900. And the image that it produces is just as good, just as good. You cannot tell the difference between the image it produces, I'm talking about in quality, in detail, from the very best digital cameras that we looked at. And it was a lot less expensive, believe me. We saved an awful lot of money by purchasing that camera. The Canon XL1 is a big camera. And it looks futuristic. It's really a neat, wonderful, technical piece of equipment. And if we could have afforded it, that's what we would have purchased, because you can put a filter on the front of the camera and change the color temperature. You can cool it off a little. Camera produces a real warm color, almost too warm. In fact, it is too warm. But we could have lived with that because I know how to put a filter on the lens to change the temperature of the color. What we couldn't live with was the price. We really wanted that camera. We didn't like the VX1000. A lot of people love it. I didn't like it because the controls were a little bit too hard to get at. Some of them were in strange places, like inside the battery compartment. And when you're shooting, you need to be able to get right to what you need to do. So we purchased the DCR TRV900. It's a very small little camera, and its size belies what it can do. It can do anything that the very best digital cameras available can do, and do it equally as well, with one exception. It's not real good in low light. Canon is excellent in low light. In fact, I'd say unequaled. But other than that, we can do anything with just as good a quality as anyone can do with any other digital video camera with the one we purchased. And so we have a great digital camera. And we're very proud of it and very pleased with it. And we've been accumulating some other things. For instance, we're getting some professional studio equipment. Very, very low prices, ladies and gentlemen. We just purchased a JVC BY110 professional 3-tube camera and case. It's about 10 years old, but it is a professional studio camera. You can also use it on your shoulder if you want, but it does not. You don't put a cassette in it and record on a cassette in this camera. This is a camera. It's a big camera. And it's for producing a video image that you send through a cable to either a portable video recorder of whatever format you want. You can record on beta. You can record on SVHS. You can record digital if you want to on this camera. You can record on 3/4 inch, 1 inch, 1/2 inch, doesn't matter. But you don't do it in the camera like you're all used to doing. This is what you see if you go to a television station. And you'll notice there's a guy standing behind a tripod on wheels or a dolly on wheels and has a big camera on it. And he has a monitor that he's looking at. And he moves this and zooms it in and zooms it out and positions it where the director in the control room tells him to position it. And it produces about 700 lines of horizontal resolution. So it will produce the very best that can be produced on the very best beta system. Or it'll produce the very best that can be produced on any system that you want to tape to. But it's really made for live broadcasting. You can use it for taping. So remember, television's coming to the Round Valley. And we're going to do live broadcasting right here. How about that? It's an incredible camera. It's just an incredible camera. It's, I don't know how to describe it. It looks like it's brand new. It works like it's brand new. It's incredible. We also, wish I could show you these pictures. Whoops, excuse me. Not supposed to touch the microphone. We also purchased another camera, which is a JVC KY310, which is another of the same genre in just as good a shape. These are expensive, very good cameras. This one also will produce 700 lines of horizontal resolution. It's a 3-tube video camera, not a camcorder. Both of these come with the best lenses that you've ever seen in your life. This one, for instance, has a Fuji 12x zoom lens, has a built-in 2x extender and filters. It's fast and smooth. It's motorized, as a matter of fact. And comes with a tripod, mic holder, extender board, camera case, service manual, plate. The plate is for mounting it on a tripod. And a whole bunch of other things. It's incredible. I'm sorry, this camera produces a horizontal resolution of 600 lines. I'm sorry. The other one's 700 lines. This one's 600 lines. And it runs off any 12-volt power supply, batteries, or AC. And it's beautiful. It is beautiful. It is what you see when you go into a television studio or when you see television cameramen on location with all these cables coming out of a big van truck and the guy's got it on his shoulder. Well, you can either use it in the studio or in that manner. But it does not record in the camera. You can record to a portable recorder, which you take with you if you want. But this stuff is incredible, and it's in incredible shape. I mean, it's just beautiful. We also bought for taking one of these cameras if we want and recording in the field, because they'll run off the batteries. We bought a 3/4 inch VO 3800 portable professional tape recorder that it's a portable 3/4 inch tape television record playback deck, and it works perfectly. It's just produces a beautiful picture. We've got all the attachments and everything that goes with it. Again, it's not cheap stuff, folks. This is what we're doing with the money that you've donated. We have, let me see, what is this? This is a Sony VP7020. It's a 3/4 inch video player. Now, the reason we need a player is because we need an edit suite for 3/4 inch. Because if we want to send something to a television station, we have to do it in the format that they use. And they all have the capability of playing 3/4 inch tape. So we have the player now. The 7020 is a 3/4 inch U-matic player. And this plays. It does not record. And then we're now looking for an editing deck which it will play to, or actually through our live broadcast system, and we can edit with it if we want to, or record with it, or just broadcast, you know, live over the air. We have an RF video monitor, or video modulator, I should say. It takes a video picture signal and changes it into a radio frequency so that it can be broadcast. We have one. We also have an amplifier. We have some, we've purchased a lot of videotape, 3/4 inch, beta, SVHS, high 8, and VHS for making copies. We are going to, sometime next week, order the duplication system, which will be able to duplicate 10 tapes at a time, all of them without losing any generation in the taping, because they're connected to a distribution amplifier, which is top of the line. We paid a lot of money for that. And let's see what else here. Oh, we managed to get a lot of things, folks. They're just incredible. That's more tapes. Another camera. This just absolutely blew my mind when we found this. If we were to purchase this brand new, ladies and gentlemen, it would have cost us $50,000. It would have cost us $50,000. I'm not going to tell you how much we paid for it because it might embarrass somebody. It wasn't anything near $50,000. It wasn't anything near $2,000. So, just to put you in the ballpark. This is an incredible piece of equipment. It boggles the mind, to tell you the truth. If you could see these pictures, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It was made by Vital Industries in Gainesville, Florida. And it's a huge, about 5 foot by 3 foot television studio editing special effects panel with all the buttons and bells and whistles and everything that you could possibly think of. It has two swiping special effects generators built in. It has the capability to take inputs from five different VTRs, which are either tape players or recorders. In addition, from two film sources and four live cameras, all at one time. It has two effects generators. They're modular units. Each has a vertical swiper handle and a joystick-type controller with buttons to control almost any kind of special effects that you can dream of. Now, the thing looks like it's been used. It looks like it's been used. Nothing is broken. Nothing is broken at all. It's clean. It's in excellent condition. It works perfectly. And the only thing is it was originally made to be powered by a DC power source battery because it was part of a control van for a mobile unit. And it looks to me like they had skipped the DC portion of it and somehow, either through a generator on the truck or in the van or on top of the van or wherever they had it, furnished it through an AC power supply that converts it to DC. But this is just incredible. Like I said, it would have cost us around $50,000 if we had to buy it brand new and if we didn't have some of the contacts that we have. The heart and soul of our studio, ladies and gentlemen, is the Trinity AVR system, which we have now in our possession. It is one of the most incredible things you'll ever see in your life. The first time I saw it was, I guess about 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, somewhere around there, that Pooh and I went to Los Angeles to a video expo, because that's when we were putting together in our mind what we wanted to get if we were able to get the total amount of donations that we need. And we were going through there shopping and looking at everything, and then all of a sudden we came to this big, beautiful display, and there was this pretty girl sitting there with a keyboard. Her name is Kiki Stockhammer, and the name of the company was Play. And she was demonstrating this Trinity system, this Trinity AVR system, which was not available for purchase then, and was not shipping, was still in development stages. And what we saw her do with that prototype, Pooh and I both stood there with our chins on our chest in absolute utter amazement. And we watched her for what must have been several hours, because this was the most incredible quality video, picture, special effects, switcher, editor, digital video effects, character generator. It could even paint and create animation and all kinds of stuff that you just wouldn't believe if I told you. It had dual channel, D1 still store, and live chroma keyer, and sets. You know, sometimes you've seen Wolf Blitzer standing in front of the White House talking to you, giving his White House report. Well, guess what? Sometimes he's really standing in front of the White House, ladies and gentlemen, and sometimes he's standing in front of a Trinity digitally created set that doesn't exist. Now, when you see it, it looks real to you. You couldn't tell the difference between the real White House or the real Capitol building and what Trinity puts in front of you. But this is what Trinity can do. And it does it so well, it's incredible. This is the heart and soul of our system. And I am just so happy to have it. And folks, remember, this is for the benefit of all of us. What we're going to produce with this equipment and some equipment that we have not acquired yet is going to go a long way to educating the people of America. And I think it's going to make you very proud of us. And I think that you should be very proud of yourselves, those of you who have contributed to make this possible. Because it is now going to be possible. Even if we don't get the balance of the donations that we need, we're still going to be able to produce. Not as well as we'd like to, but we're still going to be able to produce. And we're going to be able to produce some awesome videos and some awesome television for here in the Round Valley. And it's going to be an incredible adventure for all of us, not just me, but all of you. I don't know how I'm going to find the time to do the research, keep up the website, produce this broadcast 4 nights a week, and run a regular local television station, and produce videos all at the same time, but I'm going to do it, and that's not even counting Veritas and my writing and all of the other things that we do around here that a lot of you don't even know about. Plus, I've got to be a father and a husband and a friend to all of those for whom I fit those roles. And I have to do it with love and understanding and attention. So, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Yes, sir. Let me tell you a little bit about this Trinity AVR. It is designed specifically for broadcast, corporate, and educational applications where high performance and pristine quality are required at a low total system cost. You know what pristine means? It means the best that you can find. Nitpicky. The Trinity AVR comes with fully configured and ready to edit with all the in-out modules and options necessary to turn plain cuts only edit bays into online production powerhouses with real-time 3D digital effects, high-resolution titling, 24-bit animated graphics, and dual D1 still stores, which are the backgrounds. And you won't believe how well this does these things. You just will not believe it, ladies and gentlemen. It also includes something called ClipMem, which is a 64 digital RAM recorder. And it's an exclusive Trinity technology, folks, that automatically digitizes video clips. It'll give us the power of AD roll editing with just one player and one recorder. But best of all, it stores the video in perfect non-compressed quality, no compression, no artifacts, no compromises, no rendering. It's all now instantaneous, live, and it is just absolutely incredible. It blows you away. It's even non-linear capable. This thing's been reviewed everywhere. And people just rave about it. Some of you may have been to a video expo and you may have seen Kiki go through her demonstration thing. I wish we had the money to hire her to be our production engineer because I'd do it in a second. This woman knows this thing, but why would she do it when she's one of the owners of Play? See, I thought she was just somebody that hired to do the... No, she's one of the owners. She owns the company, along with several other people. But you've seen, ladies and gentlemen, all of you have seen Trinity's amazing effects and the fantastic quality on prime time network television. CNN uses it all the time. Now we have the same quality and the same magic and we can, with our creativity, outdo them if we want to. All it takes is wanting to do it, and then a lot of hard work. We know how to do that. We know all about hard work around here. And I think this is just incredible. Just absolutely incredible. I know you're going to be proud of it. For all those of you who have donated, who have participated in this, who have helped us out, you can be very proud of yourselves. For those of you who haven't, you still have a chance to be. Even though you won't have hands-on, you will be, in every sense of the word, part owners of this and partners in making it come true. Because although there is some of our money in this, most of it, almost all of it, in fact, has come from all of you out there. And so in every real sense of the word, you are partners in this venture. You are part owners, whether or not you ever get to see it face to face or put your hands on it or not. And you have a right to be very proud of yourselves because you've done something very good and something that will help take us a lot farther toward our goals than we've ever been able to get before. You've seen these videos that the so-called Patriot community produces. My God. Well, that's all stopped as of this moment. I mean, stopped dead in its tracks. You're going to see stuff that is equal to or better than anything Hollywood or CNN or ABC or NBC or CBS has ever produced, coming right out of our studio. I promise you that. It's going to happen. Now, folks, we still need about $4,000 more to actually complete the whole thing. And we're going to start putting some of this stuff together this week. We're going to be rearranging the entire office studio area. And we'll be starting to assemble these things that I've been telling you about into a workable television production studio. To make it as best or as good as it can possibly be, we still need $4,000 more. Now, those of you who have not, I'm not going to ask those who have already contributed to contribute again, because they're always the ones who contribute. They always are. I recognize their names when the contributions come in as people who are always contributing, whether it's sending us an envelope full of newspaper clippings once a month or whatever. However it is that they contribute, they're the same ones all the time. A lot of you have not done that. I'm going to ask you now to give yourself an opportunity to be a part of this and to feel really good about yourself. And when you see what we're producing, you can hold it in your hands and you can show it to your friends and neighbors and say, I helped make this possible. I own a piece of this. So reach down in your pockets and make this final $4,000 come true. You see, when I first got on the air and told you we needed $15,000, well, that's nothing compared to a year and a half ago when I got on the air and told everybody we needed $35,000. I know a lot of you looked at each other and said, ah, fat chance, nobody's going to send this guy $15,000. Well, you're wrong. Because we've already received $11,000 and the other $4,000 is going to come. It's going to come because we're supposed to do this. It's supposed to happen. It's part of the fight for liberty and freedom. And it's going to make a big difference. It's going to happen. We can either let it happen over a long period of time, or we can make it happen in a week or two. It's up to you. Because, folks, my family and Doyle are tapped out. We've been giving for years and years and years and years and years. We're selling things that we love dearly to make this happen. We've done that before. I remember one time we needed to make something happen and we sold everything, just about everything we owned. And it happened. So please, search your soul, your mind, your heart. And sit down and figure out how you can help reach our total goal. We need $4,000 more. That's it. And we're done. And we can have everything that we need to make this the most incredible thing that we've ever done. And I know that we can do it. And we are going to do it. We're going to do it with your help. Because we can't do it without your help. And the only difference there's going to be is whether it's going to happen over a several months period of time or over the next year and a half as it took to make this completion of the total amount come close to the end of its goal, to the end of its accumulation, so to speak. Or it can happen over the next couple of weeks. So make up your mind which it's going to be, because you're the ones who control that. And if you make up your mind that you want to be a part of this, then reach down and donate as much as you can possibly afford. As much as you can possibly afford. And let's get this out of the way. And let's get this project rolling. I'm going to give you the address. Write it down. This is the address to which you should send your donation. And remember, folks, do not send checks. Send blank money orders, cash, gold or silver coins only. Blank money orders, cash, gold or silver coin only. That's it. And a lot of you don't understand why we're doing this. The reason we do it this way is because once the solution to the pain in the New World Order side has been eliminated, they can't go through the solutions records and find trails to your door. It's not to protect us. We're already in trouble. It's to protect you. So all those of you who did not understand that, get it straight. We're already over the edge of the cliff, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who can think, you already understand that. This isn't protecting us. It's protecting you. There's no paper trail to your door. Nobody can come in the middle of the night and yank you out of bed and put you in some prison because you contributed to our project or because you purchased something from us. There is no record whatsoever. None. Cash, blank money orders, gold or silver coin. That's it. Send it to the hour of the time. The hour of the time. In care of 101.1 FM. That's the hour of the time. In care of 101.1 FM. And I'm going to stop right here because Alan's probably shaking his fist at the radio because I forgot to do something. You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. I'm William Cooper. This is the Hour of the Time. Okay, back to the address. It's the Hour of the Time in care of 101.1 FM. Post Office Box 940. That's P.O. Box 940. P.O. Box 940. Eager. Spelled E-A-G-A-R. Eager. Spelled E-A-G-A-R. Arizona. And the zip code is 85925. I should say postal zone. Postal zone is 85925. 85925. Once again, here's the whole address. And then I've got to give my voice a little break here. It's the Hour of the Time in care of 101.1 FM, Post Office Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925, USA. Now, folks, I've told you about some of the major components, but there's a lot of other components that I didn't tell you about that cost a lot of money. For instance, the patch cords for our audio and video, there's not a one of them that doesn't cost $40 or $50 a piece. Because to get good quality, you have to have good cables, good patch cords. They have to be shielded. They have to make good, solid connections. Those kinds of things cost $40 to $50 a piece. And we need a whole bunch of them. We have an audio, a video, selector. What it does, you can put in a whole bunch of different audio and video sources, and it's got four outputs. And by pushing buttons, you can make those sources, those pictures, and that sound go wherever you want them to go. That costs a lot of money, because we had to have a professional passive switching unit so that there would be no degradation of the signal and so that the unit itself would not produce noise or interference with the picture or the sound. And a whole bunch of other things. Rewinders, blah, 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 bulk erasers for erasing tape. Reason we need a bulk eraser to be able to erase tape, and we need a real strong one, it's a huge magnet, is because we can buy used videotape that's only been used once or twice by television studios. See, they throw that stuff away. Or they sell it on the used market. It's just as good as brand new as long as it's only been used once or twice because you put it on a bulk eraser and it makes it like a brand new tape. Now, if you put it in your videotape player or your VCR to erase it that way, it doesn't. But a bulk eraser will do that. So, just explaining some of the little things to you. We need lights. To film a good picture in video, you've all looked at television and you've looked at videotapes that you rent from the tape store and you wonder how they get that beautiful picture. It's lights. Lights, folks. Now, if you take your little portable video camera at home and you take pictures and you look at that picture, forget about the quality of the lines of resolution. Just look at the quality of the image in the light places and in the dark places in the picture. And you'll see that you're producing a pretty poor video picture, even though you like it. And it's neat, and it's got little Sally running around in her diaper and playing with her Christmas toys and stuff like that. It's great for memories and things, but if you have the right lighting, you could produce the same quality, beautiful picture that you see on television or in the videotapes. So we have to spend a lot of money on lighting. So this is not easy, folks. It's not simple. It takes a lot of thought. It takes an awful lot of equipment. It takes an awful lot of work. We're making it happen. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart to all of those of you who have been a part of this and who have been a part of everything that we've done over the years. You see, a lot of people don't understand that without the help of a lot of other people, I could have done what I've done, but not as good, not as quickly. Maybe not in the quantity that we've done. Thank you. And that was a dud. Wasn't cute. Well, in just a second, I'm going to give my voice a rest because I really need it very, very badly. And then we're going to open the phones. I'm going to let you guys talk. Sorry, folks. I was in gargling. And had to run back in here when the music went off. Oh, that feels a little better. The phones are open. 520-333-4578. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Just as long as you do the talking, please. 520-333-4578. Phones are open. And that's what we're going to do for the rest of the broadcast. Oh, my goodness. It rang. It's not supposed to. Why is it ringing? Well, why was there nobody there? Oh, that's weird. Okay, try it again. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. But the phone was ringing and it's not supposed to. And I don't know why there wasn't anybody there when I hit the button. But it's 520-333-4578. If I accidentally cut you off, I apologize. I don't think I did, but something, the phone is not acting right. So anyway, the lines are open. 520-333-4578. And we're going to take your calls for the rest of the hour. At least I think we are. I hope we are. I don't know why this is ringing, but it is. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Nick from North Carolina.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm pretty happy right now, as you probably heard.
See if what I was thinking this afternoon is about right or what. I was watching Market Wrap on cable today after work. You know, you talk about, you know, social engineering and how people are brainwashed subtly over TV and things like that. And I've noticed a lot lately that people in the news, you know, reporters in the news, in the papers, they talk more about the elites, where we used to be, you know, 5-6 years ago, you very rarely heard that word used in connection with other people and class standings and stuff in this country.
Yeah.
But more and more, you're hearing about the elites in Europe that can go to college, and the elites in America that do this, and the meeting of the elites in Switzerland and all that good stuff.
Yeah, they're delineating the war between the classes so that to get the people all ready for socialism.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's the subtle ways that the media goes about, you know, I guess, maybe subconsciously conditioning you to...
Oh, yes. I don't know what school they sent them to for that, but used to be called the Moscow School of Propaganda.
Right.
But you'll also notice that they don't call us the American people anymore. We're the masses.
That's right.
That's a Karl Marx word, if I ever heard one.
Yeah, it's very annoying because, I mean, my representatives to Congress, for example, you know, just the things that you see that are out there that I never noticed before, till I started listening to you, till I started reading, till I quit believing everything I was hearing on the news and just started looking at things myself. It's amazing what's going on out there. For example, you know, my representative to Congress from my district, he's on the Democrat Socialists of America's website as a supporter in the Progressive Party.
Yeah.
Hey, I call his office and I ask if I'd like to speak to my representative. Well, he's not in. Okay, well, then maybe you can answer a question for me. Why is he listed as a member of this Progressive Caucus on the DSA's website? Well, we don't know that he is, and, you know, this is news to us. Well, you know, he shouldn't be on it, they're telling me. Well, then I told him somebody should be contacting the webmaster, you know, raising all kinds of cane if this is not true. And then when I asked, when they said they would take care of it, you know, they'd look into the matter, and I asked, well, how can I find out, you know, once this issue's been resolved? Well, just keep checking back with us. That's the kind of stuff you have to deal with now.
Well, yeah, that's what you get. You get form letters, and you never get an answer, and they never call you back.
I wrote him a letter asking him about this, sent this to him over email, gave him my mailing address, my home phone number, everything. And the reply I got, it was signed by him, I'll give him that much, but the reply I got was why he voted the way he voted, not to impeach the president.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a form letter. It has nothing to do with what you asked. You didn't get an answer. And you're one of the lucky ones. You got something.
Yes.
At least you got something. But don't be so quick to think it was signed by him, because they have automatic signature writers.
Well, it was signed by a person. You could see where the ink could actually stain through part of the paper, so I'm assuming it was him.
Okay.
You're right. I don't know if that is a signature from anyone else's, but you know, it was signed by a person. But it's just, you know, when you start looking around and you start realizing what's going on, and you look at the people that are so apathetic that could care less, that, you know, sometimes it feels really hopeless that we're not going to be able to stop this. You know, we're just going to wind up in 5 years, 6 years, 2 years, whatever, down the road in a socialist state.
Not me.
I'll
be in the underground fighting, or I'll be dead.
I'll be right there next to you, if not out in Arizona, then out here in North Carolina. But no, my grandparents fought the communists in Greece. They fought during the Civil War, both sets. We we lost family members to the communists. I'm never going to live in that kind of a state.
Good for you. Me either. And that's exactly what's going on here.
That's right.
It's the same people doing the same thing.
That's right. Well, thanks for your time, Bill.
Thank you for calling, brother.
For your radio program, have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you.
520-333-4578. I don't know how to make this stop ringing. Never did this before. I noticed that, you know, I thought maybe Pooh had turned something on because it was doing this on Pooh's Saturday morning show. I was listening to her upstairs, and I would hear the phone ring when somebody called into her show on Saturday morning. And I thought she had turned it on. But it's not on, and it's ringing tonight, and so there's something wrong with the phone. So who cares? You'll just have to listen to it ring when it rings, and I'll try to hit the button as quick as I can. 520-333-4578. I'll be taking your calls for the rest of the hour, and I need you to talk because, oh, it's not ringing now. What will happen? Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hope you're feeling better.
Oh yes. I feel fine. It's just my throat.
what was pretty intriguing was about what the last caller said about what he saw on Moneyline or whatever that show was. I don't know if you caught that miniseries started yesterday, the 60s show. I don't normally watch TV, okay? And when I do, usually the sound is off and I'm listening to the radio or music or whatever. But the images alone were enough to, you know, create an ill feeling between the races. You know, and after they were showing, you know, the blacks rioting and, you know, stealing, you know, looting guns and, you know, it just was promoting bad feelings all around.
Sure.
And you know, all the people were watching it last night, supposedly, according to some of the things that I saw. Also, today there was and I'm looking for it right now as I'm speaking, there was an article about a general who basically paraphrased what you've been saying that Anatoly Golitsyn wrote about. I'm looking for his name. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Anyway, I saw it on Newsmax.com today. So it's probably still on there. If you have web access, you can find it.
Well, good. Maybe he listens to this broadcast.
Is there a Russian general?
Pardon? Oh, you're talking about the Russian general.
Yeah, he was a Russian general defector.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
Let's see. Stanislav Lunev.
Yes, that's him, yes.
He was the highest-ranking military intelligence officer ever to have defected from Russia. He came here in 1992 after the Soviet Union dissolved and Boris Yeltsin had come to power. Basically, he said that they're gearing up with their suitcase bombs and just waiting for us to finally disarm.
Well,
my fine mayor right here in the city of Cleveland joined on to that lawsuit against the gun manufacturers. I'm sure you're aware that's going on.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that? Do you think that they're going to, you know, actually win that case and flog the gun manufacturers?
How can they win it? It's unconstitutional. If they do it, it's just another... It's just another rip out of the Constitution.
But how many people are applauding it, you know, who are afraid of people who own guns who are afraid of freedom?
It has nothing to do with being afraid. It has to do with being brainwashed.
Right.
And very stupid.
Yes, they are. and they won't listen to reason either. But, you know, reason is a hard thing to come by anymore.
Well, if you listen to
being brainwashed constantly day in and day out.
If they're listening to the same lies over and over and over again, it reaches a point where the lie becomes the truth and nothing else can penetrate that. It becomes a wall in their mind.
Very true. Okay, well, I'll get off the air and let someone else have a stab at it.
Okay.
Good to hear you again.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
That's one of the major principles in advertising. It's not the advertisement. It's not what you hear or what it says. It's just hearing the same name of the same product over and over again for years. You're going to buy it. It's just a fact. And you don't buy what you never hear. Good evening. You're on the air. At least most people.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
I was sitting here listening to your show, enjoying it here. And I got a
challenge for almost everyone out there. Do you think there's 4,000 people listening tonight?
I have no idea. We used to have 10 million in our audience.
Well, I kind of believe that somewhere there's 4,000 of us listening. And if all of us send the buck, we're home free. Problem's taken care of.
Tell you the truth, I think there's probably several million listening. Maybe not the old 10 million, because they don't all know we're back.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're a little fuzzy here, but I can still, I made out the show.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice to hear you back live. Hoping to tell you your throat's feeling better, too.
I got a call from somebody, I think it was yesterday. No, it was Saturday. Yesterday was Sunday, wasn't it?
Yep.
It was Saturday. And I answered the phone, and he said, is this Bill Cooper? And I said, yes. He said, I want to tell you something. He says, I was switching through the dial last week, and I heard the old familiar sound of the stomping boots and the sirens.
Uh-huh.
And he said, a chill went up my spine, and I knew that I'd found you again.
Uh-huh. There's a reason for a lot of people, that's how they find you, too.
Yeah.
They hear the air raid, and they hear the dogs barking, and bingo, that's the frequency.
Yep.
Well, I'm making a challenge to all my other listeners out there and friends. If you can only send a buck, send a buck. There's no shame in just spending $1, because if everyone got off their butt and did that, I think we pretty much have the problem taken care of, don't you?
Yeah.
If it was just $1.
That's right.
There's no shame if you just can send a buck.
Well, no, there's no shame.
I'll be sending out something.
There's no shame anyway, whether they send it or not.
That's right.
It depends upon what their personal priorities are. And
correct.
What they want to support and what they want to be successful.
Correct.
And that's...
You know, from everything you've done in the past, I'd have to say that I know this will be a quality A1 job.
It's going to be. You have no idea what we have the capable of producing now. Once we finish up with this other $4,000, for instance, we still need audio patch cords. We've got all the... we don't have all of them. We have most of the video patch cords. We still need a lot of audio patch cords.
Why
things
some of the videos produced by that Canon, the Hi8, your one camera?
Yeah.
And those were just superb quality.
Oh, yeah.
But the rest of this stuff, it's just going to blow your mind.
It's already blown mine. I wish I could show you guys what I've been talking about tonight.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm just putting out a challenge to all the other listeners out there. I know there's 4,000 of us listening right now. Let's scarf up a buck. You know, let's just all scarf. If you can scarf up more, that'd be nice. A dollar donation would take care of the problem. Anything more than that sure would help, wouldn't it?
Think what we could do if a million people did that.
Oh, I've always said that. I said, well, come on. You know, the socialists get behind each other. They sell the fillings out of their mouths.
Yeah.
Get their agenda met.
You know,
the patriot community will get so cheap that they're... It's just a cup of coffee. How much does a cup of coffee buy you? At the store, about 75 cents, maybe a dollar?
I don't know. I haven't been for a cup of coffee in a long time.
Well, I don't drink it myself, but I noticed it's like $1.15 for a cup of coffee. If you can't spare one cup of coffee and send it out to get behind this cause, you don't even deserve to be listening.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Well, there's some people out there that could write the whole amount with one signature and haven't done it.
That's the truth. Well, I just wanted to call in and put out the challenge. I'm going to put my money where my mouth's at. And I just hope someone else is listening to this. I pray there's 4,000 of you that will get up and actually do it instead of just thinking about it. Do it.
Well, that would be wonderful.
If it's just a dollar, get up and do it tomorrow. That's all. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I just wanted to call in and stick my 2 cents in there.
Well, I'm glad you called in and talked. No matter what you said tonight.
Said hi.
Okay.
And we're praying for you and love all of you out there.
Thanks, Cal.
Okay, you take care.
Good night. 520-333-4578 is the number. And I've got to slow down and lower the tone of my voice, or I'm not going to be around to talk tomorrow night. 520-333-4578, and it's your turn to call. Yes, you. You can see right through this microphone, all through that cord, goes right through that mixer, up into the transmitter, across the airwaves. Another portion goes through the phone lines all the way to Maine, to WBCQ, through their transmitter and up into the airwaves and right into your living room. I'm looking at you, and there you are. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is Gary Stone here from Nelsonville, Wisconsin.
You're exactly the person I was looking at.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I wanted to mention the fact that the capitalist and the communist merged just like any other big corporation. You know, this was probably planned for some time. They took the best of each part of their governments, you know. But they're all going to do well. The wealthy, whether it's in Red China or Russia or America, they're going to live high just like Bill Clinton lives now, you know. And the rest of us would be the slave workers, and we won't have nothing. And isn't it funny they didn't cut welfare until they sent most of our jobs to Red China and to Mexico? Before that, when the people were working, paying a lot of taxes, they didn't cut the welfare. And now, because they have less money, with less people working, earning more money today, they cut the welfare. See how it all fits in?
Well, sure. They create a welfare class who cannot work, won't work.
Take a man out who's got 3 or 4 kids. If he's making $5 an hour, how the heck can he support his family? You know? And there's people that I know where I live that are only making $5 an hour.
Yeah.
They force them to go out selling drugs or to steal even for to make...
Well, that's, I don't buy that. That's not true. Nobody forces anybody to do bad things.
Well, if you're hungry or if your kids need a doctor, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, I don't have kids. I have children. Kids are baby goats.
Well, yeah. Okay, but I mean, you know,
I'm going to do the best I can, but I'm not going to hurt anybody else in the process of doing it. I would never sell dope or go stick up a bank or do any of those things. Never.
No, a lot of the people would do it as a last resort, you know. But there are times, you know.
No, there's never the time when you should do those things. Never.
Well, if you need an operation for your kids or something, you got no money, what are you going to do?
Well, you're going to do it another way, but you're not going to go hurt somebody else to do it.
Well.
You're not going to go kill somebody else's child to help yours.
Well, I didn't say to kill them. You know?
Well, that's what happens. You go to rob a bank or you start dealing in dope, you're killing people. You're going to kill somebody.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You're probably going to kill a lot of people.
Yeah, but that's it's a sad situation, you know, but what the heck? You know what I heard on CNN today?
See, what you're echoing is what people have been taught to think like now. When I was a boy, nobody would ever said what you just said. Nobody would ever do that. We've been taught, or some people have been taught, to think that way. That's one of the methods that they prepare people for socialism. They tell you that that's going to be all of the answer to all of the problems. And you'll never have a child that's starving. And you'll never have a child that needs an operation that can't have one. And they're all lies. Canada has a socialist medical system. And guess what? While people are waiting in line for that operation, they die.
Yeah. And what about the Kyoto Treaty? The Kyoto Treaty that the Clinton administration passed. It'd be at least a 30% increase on the energy that we use in this country.
Well, yeah. That's what they want.
And I figure if they'll whack them with this, they'll say that's because of the Y2 problem. The Y2K problem. That's why we got to increase taxes to conserve energy. They conserve energy. The factories we got left in America will be forced to leave. They won't be able to afford it.
Well, they're all gone anyway. You know any factories that are left?
Oh, yeah.
What? What can you buy in America that was made in America?
Well, my brother and my nephew, they work at a place. They make hospital beds.
In America?
Yeah.
And all the parts were made in America?
I don't know if all of them are made, but they're employed making beds, and they got about 500 people working there.
I think the beds are made somewhere else and just assembled there. There's only one product that I can think of that's honestly made in America, and that's Drake radios.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to ask them about this, you know.
Yeah. Almost everything else is manufactured somewhere else, and if it's put together here. That's all that's done. It's assembled here. It's
well,
all
know,
the pieces.
I know a lot of the companies do that, you know.
Yeah.
They reassemble it here.
Go take a car apart. You'd be amazed at what you're going to find.
But most of the time, we send the materials down to Mexico and they assemble them and then send them back.
Well, I don't know what they're sending down there. We don't make anything here anymore except hamburgers.
Maybe they'll find a way to cut that out, too.
And it, well, they are. In Arizona, they're trying to kill off the ranchers and do away with the ranchers so there won't be any cattle.
That would surprise me, I'll tell you.
At least in America. There'll be cattle everywhere else. And they'll still have hamburgers, but they won't come from American beef.
Okay. All right, then.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Bill.
Appreciate it. 520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, he's right about that welfare thing. They create a welfare state. They get as many people sucked into it as possible. They wait several generations for those children to grow up in the welfare system that were taught by their single mother and their welfare siblings that they can do better on welfare than they can working. And then they withdraw those welfare benefits and they create a class war. And they create a criminal class that doesn't want to work. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Mike from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you tonight? I wanted to ask you about firearms. Why is it necessary for the government to register guns once they've already done the background check?
So that they know where to go to get those guns when it's time to take them away from the people? No, that's the reason. That's the reason. One day they're going to take all the guns away from the American people. They have to. You see, Americans would overthrow a socialist or a communist government, and that's what's coming.
Okay, now, I heard that there's something about ammunition that when people go in to buy, I don't own any guns right now, but when people go in to buy ammunition, that they have to fill out a form now, or they have to do something to buy ammunition?
Not me. I can always get ammunition if I want them, and I can always get guns if I want them.
Well,
without filling out anything.
Well, I mean, I was looking at one at the gun store, and the owner of the gun store was talking about some government regulation where you were going to have, I don't know, maybe a background check, too.
Did you ask him why he would do that? Did you ask him if he's read the Constitution, if he believes in it, why he's doing it? See, if everybody just stood up and said, no, we're not going to do it, screw you. Get out of my face, get out of my store. We're not doing it.
Yeah, but...
But they won't, will they?
No, they're...
Because they're all a bunch of blithering little cowards that don't have the courage of their conviction, and they don't believe in what they profess to believe in. And they're damn sure not willing to die for freedom, are they?
No, and, well...
That's why they're going to get socialism. That's why they're going to be enslaved, except for a handful of us, who will fight to the death to prevent it.
I agree. And
just like back in history, don't underestimate what we can do, because there's been times in history with a handful of men and women who really believed in what they were doing got their way.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
and one of those was the American Revolution.
That's right. Well, the reason I brought up the ammunition is because if they're going to make you fill out a form for ammunition, then they would even be, I think they would do that now, because that would then lead them to people who have unregistered guns. That would, like, give them...
Oh, sure, there's lots of ways. You subscribe to gun magazines? I guarantee you, if you do, they're going to come to your house for your guns. Anybody,
I never even thought of that.
Do you belong to the NRA? If you do, the NRA sells this mailing list.
Well, you know, the NRA is like, it seems very cowardly now. They've backed off.
The NRA is not representing American gun owners, nor do they represent the Constitution. They give away a little chink at a time, and they'll keep doing that till it's all gone.
Well, I sure do agree with you. I think if they ever get the guns out of the hands of the people, that...
And not only that, that membership list is going to be the first doors they knock on.
The NRA's membership list, they sell that?
Yeah.
My, that's too much.
What?
Well, you know, I heard that the IRS, when they go in to go after people, some organizations, that sometimes they ask for their mailing list of contributors. Is that true?
Yes, they take everything they can find, especially mailing lists.
Oh my gosh, then.
That's why we will not accept filled out money orders or checks.
Okay.
And all the mail is destroyed. You've got to understand that they're all in the same boat going toward the same goal. The goal is total, absolute control and enslavement of the entire population of the world.
I agree with you, but I've just started listening to you, and I'm enjoying it. And I just want to say one more thing I heard last night. I'd never heard this before, that Jennifer Flowers had written a book where she says she aborted Bill Clinton's baby. Have you ever heard that?
No.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. Abortion is murder.
Yeah, but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that Bill Clinton had her to have an abortion.
Well, of course not. That man has no morals whatsoever. He doesn't have any morals. He has no conscience. This is the man who will tell you whatever you want to hear to get him to like you and vote for you. And I mean, you read this guy's history, and it just sends chills up your mind. You talk about a sociopathic personality. That's William Jefferson Clinton. If there's any sociopath alive on this earth, he's got to be the king.
Uh-huh. And I'll just ask you one more thing and hang up. You said that Clinton has said that you're the most dangerous talk show host or something?
Yeah, he wrote it in the White House memo, and Rush Limbaugh read it on the air.
Oh, my. Well, that's interesting. It's interesting that even he knows he's listening to you, too, probably.
Well, he may be.
He has listened to you.
He may be. I know at one time... there were so many people listening to this broadcast that actually you could walk into any Radio Shack in the country and try and buy a shortwave radio, and they didn't have any.
Uh-huh. So
that was back when we were on WWCR.
I
scared the living hell out of every socialist in the world.
Uh-huh. Well,
and still do.
How many, are there at least a million shortwave listeners in the United States, do you think?
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
There are 30 million shortwave radios in the hands of Americans. And that's not even counting anybody in the rest of the world. 30 million.
Well, where do they get these shortwave radios? Because I don't see them in any of the stores except Radio Shack.
Radio Shack sells a lot of shortwave radio. You wouldn't believe how many they sell. And you can get them from other places, too. Catalogs. Sanjian sells shortwave radios like crazy. They're advertised on the radio, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, they tried to do away with shortwave. See, it used to be, if you bought a radio, it had all the different bands, including shortwave.
Uh-huh.
And then they started doing away with those. And then, all of a sudden, we reached a point where nobody ever heard of shortwave.
Uh-huh.
Unless you watched an old movie, and shortwave was something that the intelligence service sent code words to their people in the Nazi-occupied and the Japanese-occupied countries.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't something that anybody could get their hands on.
So you're saying recently.
You better believe it's the only place left that you're going to find anybody telling the truth about anything.
Okay, well, I wish you the best, and I'm going to keep listening to you. You have a good night.
Thank you, and thanks for calling.
Okay.
520-333-4578. Boy, where I'm standing, the light is shining on the clock, and I can't tell what time it is. I've got to, okay, now I know what time it is. 7:40. We got 15 more minutes to go. Good evening. You're on the air. Richard, I need you to talk. Put your mouth right in front of the mouthpiece and talk real loud. I can barely hear you.
Yes. I'm from Kansas. And I've often wondered why some of the movies, they seem to, I don't know whether they're flaunting what they're doing or informing us or, maybe just saying to their other members of the inside of what they're doing to us.
Well, it's a combination of all of the above. It really is. They're talking to each other. At the same time, they're implanting ideas and thoughts and expectations of future events into our minds. And if we've seen them before or we think they're going to come to pass, it's not such a shock. And we're not as likely to respond in a violent or an objectionable manner.
Yeah.
It's It's one of the tenets of brainwashing.
Definitely brainwashing, but I think they do get a thrill out of slapping us in the face, you're so stupid you don't know what we're doing to you.
Oh, have you been watching the movies on television lately? All of the movies where the militia guys are the bad guys, and they're releasing anthrax, and they're robbing banks and killing people to support the overthrow of the government and all this kind of crap. You've been watching that? And it's all lies.
Patriots advertised in a hot
Patriots too, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a way of gradually, over a period of time, conditioning the American people to hate patriots, to hate patriotism. See, they have to prepare them to accept the elimination of national borders, the dissolution of nation states, and the creation of regions in the New World Order. And it will all be socialist, totalitarian
government. Years ago when we were talking about Waco, it was Ruby Ridge, you know, and he said, well, you know, they get what they deserve when they, you know, when they don't come out for the police, and I said, you know, they don't deserve that kind of treatment, you know. And
why should they?
Worse by the police shows.
Why should they come out for the police? The only name on the warrant was David Koresh.
What a crock that was.
And why should they come out anyway when the federal government, the federal police that were there, had no jurisdiction and no business being there?
Right.
None whatsoever.
Absolutely.
He was just echoing what he heard Dan Rather Not, Ted Copulate, and all the rest of the talking head fools on television tell him. The propaganda of the Communist News Networks. That's what he was doing. He was repeating what he saw. Said or heard said on the boob tube every night.
Yeah, well, I was very sad because he's definitely brainwashed and never had an idea that it happened.
Sure. Well, it can't happen in America, and the government, and nobody would let him tell us lies on television on the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah.
Can't happen.
Not here. Another one, question I wondered. Tobacco industry. I don't smoke. I don't like it, but the way they went after them.
It's all unconstitutional. It's all unconstitutional. What they're saying is the individual is not responsible for what he or she does. It's one of the basic premises of socialism. You have to create a victim population, and then you have to create a big brother that will take care of them once they are rendered children once again. Adults that are responsible for their actions cannot exist in socialism. And you don't need a big brother socialist government if the population is not victimized by somebody.
Okay.
So what they're saying is if you smoke, it's not your fault, it's the tobacco company's fault. Bull crap.
I thought they might that it would be going hand in hand with making us sick and weaker if we were smoking, but more effective as a brainwashing tool than I.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's up to us what we do. If I want to smoke, I have the right to smoke if I want to. And if there's not a tobacco company and I want to smoke, I'll grow my own tobacco and I'll roll my own cigarettes and I'll smoke it.
Right.
But I'm responsible, not the tobacco company, not anybody else in the whole world, just me. But you watch, they're preparing the population to be victims now. Everybody's a victim. Everybody. Nobody is responsible anymore. Everybody's a victim.
Right.
And we've got to be protected. We've got to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm trying to get ready.
Good for you.
Trying to
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
520-333-4578. Need some more talkers. My voice is not going to make it. And I'm going to have to keep my mouth shut for the next 24 hours so that I can do another broadcast tomorrow night. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Well, I'm glad to have you back.
Well, thank you.
Something I was thinking about, I've always held this attack on the tobacco industry to maybe be a veiled effort to destroy the arms manufacturers.
No, eventually it's going to spread to the arms manufacturers. That's what this thing is suing the gun manufacturers. You're not responsible. It's not you that killed that person. It's the gun. And it's not really the gun's fault because the gun didn't create itself. It's the person who made that gun's fault.
It's always seemed to me that was kind of the effort and that would be the direction that this would go.
People can't think straight at all. If I really want to kill somebody, there's nothing in the world going to stop me. Nothing.
You can use a rock until they outlaw those.
That's right. I could use my bare hands. I can use whatever I can figure out to use, but I don't need a gun to do it.
Hey, Bill, the main reason I called, I wanted to thank you on the air for your Mystery Babylon tapes.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
I have enjoyed that series so much. I'm listening for the third time. Some of the tapes I've heard 6, 7, 8 times.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a joy to listen to those.
Well, you know, I've heard people tell me that when they first heard me talk about this stuff on the radio, they thought I was a flaming, raving maniac. And then after they listened, either on the radio or to the tapes, to the series, when I originally did them on the air, or they purchased the tapes later and listened to them and then stayed listening to the broadcast, then they began to see the world in a different light. And they began to understand this secret symbolic language, and the whole thing became clear to them. And without that, it could never have happened.
Well, I've been doing a lot of reading. Recently picked up Manly Hall's Secret Teachings. I haven't read it yet. And I've found a lot of old writings from the turn of the century, from the free thought movement.
Yeah.
You familiar with that?
Oh, yes.
Very interesting. But people have been calling me a raving maniac for more than half of my life.
Welcome to the club.
So
maybe we ought to form Raving Maniacs International or something.
I can relate to that. Well, Bill, thanks for everything that you've done. I've sent a couple of small donations. I can't send much. You should have received...
Hey, if you sent a nickel, I am so thankful for that.
Well, I've sent about $40.
Well, it's wonderful.
And I'll send more
if
I can.
Thank you very much.
And I'd like to recommend your tape series to the listeners. It's really great. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you for calling. That it took a lot of years, about 25 years of study to produce the information that went into those tapes, that went into the broadcast. It was a lot of work, but it was well worth it. 520-333-4578. I think we can take one more call, and then we're going to shuffle off to Buffalo or somewhere. 520-333-4578. You might as well write that down, folks. If you ever need to reach me, I'm always available between noon and 4 p.m. every afternoon during the week only. Don't call on weekends. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, buddy. How are you? It's Rick Martin.
Good. Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
How's Barbara?
She's doing fine.
You know, it's amazing. Whenever I'm really thinking about you guys, you call. I was thinking so much about Barbara today, wondering if she's getting any better. Yeah, is she getting over that tiredness?
Yeah, we really appreciate your all your effort with Dr. Wallach and all those products. Those things are just amazing.
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm glad. I think that Sweet Ease is going to really help her because I think her problems with sugar, if she, as far as that being tired, real tired,
right?
If she just cuts sugar out of her diet and takes that Sweet Ease, you know, as it's recommended, And then, you know, the regular minerals and vitamins, I think she'll feel a lot better.
Yeah, I hope so, Bill. I could say we're chipping away at it. Hey, listen to your program tonight. We had a clear signal.
Oh, good.
We had a real good night to hear all the progress on equipment in the studio.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Boy, that's just amazing.
Yes, it is. And for all of those of you listening, even with all your contributions, without Rick, it would never have happened. Got to tell you that.
I'll tell you, Bill, we're still working on some ideas. I think I talked to you a few things that have been developing. And, you know, we have a dream. And I'd like to see the dream of the television broadcast and the news program streamed over the Internet.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
I'd like to see it. We're working on some technology that can make that happen. And, hey, we want to see it happen.
Well, great.
I'll
do whatever I need to do.
All right, that's pretty obvious after listening to tonight. Boy, you just, I didn't understand a lot of that TV equipment, all the things that were necessary, but boy, that's just amazing what it's going to take to make that happen.
Yeah, you see, just a camcorder and a tape doesn't get it. Not if you want to really get the message across and get people to look at it and talk about it. Because this is a visual society now. People don't read anymore. And if they don't see it on videotape or on the television, they don't believe it.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I have people tell me, well, you know, the Internet, that's going to be our undoing, and television, that's our undoing. It doesn't have to be. I mean, evil lurks in the hearts of men. It's not in the equipment.
That's right. It's who is using it to either the best or the worst of their ability. And we're going to use it to the very best. And if we produce good quality and really educational materials on videotape, then people are going to talk about it. They're going to share it with their friends and neighbors. They're going to recommend that everybody get it. And they're going to understand what they haven't been able to understand before.
You're right. That caller that called in before hit it on the head. I mean, you begin to change in the way you view the world. To see things differently, and I know you've been extremely instrumental in helping that, and he's right, that Mystery Babylon series is absolutely incredible to get down into it. When I first started listening to your program, I heard a few of those tapes, you know, where I just tuned in and listened to them, and I had to focus real hard to try to figure out what you were talking about, but boy, the series itself laid that out so intricately. It was just... It does. It changes the way you think. You begin to see the symbolism everywhere.
Well, good. Then it's doing what I intended for it to do.
It's definitely working.
Great.
So listen, I'll jump off, and maybe somebody else can jump in before you say goodnight. But you guys take care out there, and hey, maybe we'll be able to get out to see you this spring. We're hoping to.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Rick, give our love to Barbara, please. Give her a big hug for all of us, because we're really worried about her.
I will, and you to your family as well.
Thank you.
Take care now. Good night.
Good night. Well, that's it, folks. Good night, and God bless you all.
You're part of my day.